Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, only on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and Gary Ellerson. Packers Hall of Famer Leroy Butler here as well. Talking about the Anthony Davis news that broke just before we went on the air at 2 o'clock. That instead of just having the Lakers on his list of teams that he would sign an extension with, he has now expanded it to 4 teams that include the Knicks, the Clippers, and your Milwaukee Bucks. What did you think when you heard the news? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. KJ in West Allis, you're next on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Big Show? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, I look at this as sort of a prefabricated plan by his handlers, his agents, to try and recover some PR from the snafu they had for the $50,000 that they lost.
But that $50,000 was because he demanded a trade. It wasn't because of anything having to do with the Lakers.
Right.
No, of course not.
You can't publicly demand a trade in the NBA by league rule.
Right.
Exactly. And so that was a public relations situation problem, I think, for Anthony Davis. And they wanted to make sure that they put out a blanket. And look, I don't think that there's any chance, not a scintilla of a chance, that Anthony Davis will come to the Bucks. They just don't have the assets. I don't think that. I think they already know where they want to go. Anthony Davis knows where he wants to go.
Well, I think ultimately he wants to be with the Lakers. Yes.
Yeah. Ultimately.
Yeah, but KJ, he could have picked any teams in the NBA.
Could have picked Toronto.
He could pick anybody.
Golden State.
But to pick
absolutely.
The Bucks, makes a big deal.
The flavor of the week right now.
Right. So
the
what? I guess what Steve is saying is, we don't care if he doesn't come at all. It's just about that a big name player wants to come to Milwaukee, whether he can be here or not.
You know, it's just like there were reports that that Khalil Mack was, they were trying, the Packers were trying to get Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
For the Brewers, they were trying to get this guy and that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
But they were. But the Packers were trying to get Khalil Mack, but couldn't get the deal.
And the Brewers were trying to get Bumgarner.
And neither will the Bucks. The Bucks are not going to get Anthony Davis either.
No, but KJ, the report doesn't say the Bucks have made an offer. The report
they didn't
say,
throw up it was real, but now it's real. They're going to make an offer.
But the reports are saying the Bucks have not made an offer as of yet. Thanks for the call, KJ.
Yeah, it's a moving.
There's been no report
a
of a trade
parts.
Offer yet. Right. So all we're getting excited about is the fact that the Bucks are on the list. Now, if John Horst reads this, maybe John Horst, Gary, agrees with KJ of this just is an agent trying to recover some PR from trying to mandate the Lakers deal, right?
And KJ, right? That's true.
So,
but still.
But even if that's
the
case.
I've seen deals happen like that.
Sure, but even if that's the case, don't you got to pick up the phone?
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, they're already doing their due diligence, Steve.
Got to pick up the phone.
John Horst. I've texted
him. You go in the office and you got to figure out.
Let me text Horst again and find out. Can he get this thing done?
No doubt. All right, let's go to John in Oak Creek. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, John.
Hey. Yeah, I tell you, Anthony Davis obviously is a great player and is an excellent talent. However, I would not do the trade for the very simple reason that the Bucks are a great team already. We have a first-place record in the league. We finally got a complete team. And if you're going to make a deal like that, that means you're going to have to give up Malcolm Brogdon. You're going to have to give up Eric Bledsoe. You know, you're going to give up like a couple of key guards on the team that you need to play that play very well with Giannis.
Well, they don't need Bledsoe and Brogdon. They got Drew Holiday. So, I mean, you might give up one of them, but Middleton is definitely going back the other way.
Well, this is true, but I personally wouldn't touch it. I think he's a great player, but I wouldn't do it because the Bucks are a first-place team.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Would you rather have Anthony Davis long-term or Chris Middleton long-term?
I mean, that's a tough question. I don't know.
No, it's not.
Either one's fine, but I mean,
it's not tough. Oh, come on, you know Anthony. You know Anthony.
Wait a second. Opinion.
Hold on. So, I mean, you know Anthony Davis is better than Chris Middleton.
Well, sure, of course Anthony Davis is, but I think what you're doing is you're giving up other key players on the team to make the deal work. And I think the team is a balanced team, and I like the team the way it is, and I wouldn't even, you know, tinker with it. Why break something that's not broken?
Well, because you got four-fifths of your roster that could be gone after this season. Thanks for the call. Remember, Brogdon is a restricted free agent. Middleton can opt out into free agency, even though he says he wants to be here now long-term. Bledsoe is a free agent, and Brook Lopez is a free agent. Let's not act like all five starters are under contract for the next 3 to 5 years. Yeah. That's not what we have right now in Milwaukee, Gary.
Let me just say this. This is not when the Bucks got rid of Scott Williams for what's-his-name.
Anthony Mason.
If you're a Bucks fan, if you're fretting that, this is not.
He's not that guy.
No, this is not that. Because he's talking about team chemistry.
Yep.
Could they take a step backwards?
It could cost them this year.
Yeah, probably.
For sure.
Probably. But I don't. This is not that.
Can you answer me something? So, earlier today, I was talking with Bart about Anthony Davis.
Why would you waste time doing that?
Well, texting, really. But before this came out, so like it was 11 o'clock this morning before any of this stuff started with Anthony Davis. And I was like, why wouldn't Golden State be in the mix on this? Like, Durant's going to be a free agent.
Yep.
Clay's going to be a free agent.
Yep.
Draymond's coming up in a couple of years.
Yep.
Why wouldn't you be involved?
Cousins on
like, if the Pelicans have interest in Draymond, bye. Bye-bye, Draymond. You're out. I mean, for me at least, I don't understand why Golden State wouldn't be trying to protect themselves for at least next year to give yourself another shot next year to try and do it. Well, he's not on the list, but I'm just saying. So that was one team. But Bart responded with...
He chose Milwaukee.
But Bart responded with, why aren't the Raptors going after them with everything they got to try and win it while they have Kawhi?
Anthony Davis don't want to go there. He want to come to Milwaukee. Why are y'all trying to push the man out the door? He hasn't even got it.
You're not listening. I said at 11 o'clock this morning, before this report came out, when Bart and I were having this conversation, why wouldn't Toronto be trying to win the damn thing this year with Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard? Why wouldn't you be trying to do it now? Especially if you don't think you can keep Kawhi Leonard after this year.
Well, who are they giving up?
Now listen to me.
You'd have to give up Lowry, I would assume, for sure. But who cares? Van Vliet's better than Lowry anyhow.
They know where
the
these guys want to go is what I'm telling you guys. They know these guys where they want to go and don't want to go. Well, I know y'all trying to get these scenarios.
They'll have two players.
They know. No one wants to go to Toronto.
They'll have two players, right?
But in a trade, he'd have to go. He doesn't have a no-trade clause.
They have Leonard and
Anthony Davis.
Both that could leave.
Right. I mean, you could package Siakam, Lowry, and a couple other young guys.
Leroy's saying that's totally short-term, though.
Right, and that's what Bart was saying. Push all in for this year and try and go for it.
That's it, and if you don't get it, it's gone.
Then you have him for one more year, though.
Yeah.
You lose Kawhi, but you'd have Anthony Davis for one more year. And then you could churn and trade him again to somebody else to rent for next year if that's what you want to do. Just
tell
an idea,
you, man, all these agents and GMs, they don't care about no tampering. They're right in the middle of this. They basically got in with the players because the players were trying to control this thing the last 4 or 5 years. So you know what? The teams are involved now and the agents. Everybody just get involved and go where you want to go and try to get one team. And that one team was Golden State for the last 4 or 5 years, but now it's going. Everybody's trying to make it. Spread it out a little bit where these players are going. That's just what it is. I'm just fascinated that, you know, if you threw three teams against a wall, one of them is Milwaukee.
No doubt. Well, you're listening to the Wendy's
Big
Show. That's amazing. East Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here, asking you about Anthony Davis. Earlier today, he expanded his list from just the Lakers.
Did we take any phone calls this time?
Yeah, we've taken two or three already.
Okay.
I'm not going to break.
Okay, good.
I'm not going to break.
All right, good.
The Lakers, the Knicks, the Bucks, and the Clippers now, Anthony Davis is saying, if traded to, he would sign a long-term deal with. Trell, Northside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, what's going on with you, gentlemen?
What's going on,
my brother?
I mean, I'm hearing all this woe is me attitude from Milwaukee fans, thinking that it's some type of hoodwink, bamboozling stuff going on. I think that that he would like to come to Milwaukee because when he had his comments about being traded, he said it was more about legacy. He also said he never gave a list of teams before then because everybody just assumed it was L.A. Now, his agent wants him to go to L.A. because he's intertwined with LeBron James.
Correct.
So, of course, it's going to be the Laker thing and that. But I think he's looking at it like if he teams up with Giannis, he can win championship. It's about legacy. Who in the East is going to stop those two?
Nobody.
From almost every year and having a chance. chance to win it. So therefore, I could see it. It means actual sense to me. When I first heard it, it still was wild news to me because I was like, wow, he actually mentioned the Bucks. But I could see it. I mean, he could get to the championship every year, just like LeBron was getting there every year when he was in the East. So absolutely he would want to come here, but it's all about can we make it happen. And I don't know if that can happen.
But it's still, as a Bucks fan, it's pretty cool to hear you being in the mix for a superstar, no matter which way you look at it. Terrell, thanks for the call. Yep. And that's really just what it is. I mean, I don't know what Gary was doing. You, how old were you back when they got Reggie White? I mean, you were a lot younger. You had a family and kids, so you had other things going on.
I'm telling you, older than me. I was when I played.
Right, but I was a kid, well, obviously. And when I heard the Packers were involved,
yeah.
I was like, dude, that's awesome. They're never going to get him, but that's great that we're involved.
I'm going to slow your roll on this just a little bit. This is better than the Moose deal.
Well, of course.
You remember you did the Reggie White Moose deal?
But I said it earlier in the show.
That was your other watershed moment.
But this is better than
Moose deal.
But that wasn't.
The Moose deal actually happened.
Right. But that deal was because they got a free agent that nobody thought they could get. And that's why I was comparing to Reggie White. Right. Not that he was going to have a Reggie White impact on the team.
This
could have both.
Yeah.
This could have the impact on the floor and a bigger star than even Greg Monroe.
No, this could be the trade like getting Brett Favre. Yeah, because before you got Brett Favre, man.
But nobody knew who the hell Brett Favre was when they traded for Brett Favre.
Yeah, we knew who he was.
Dude, if they were
fans didn't know. We knew
I'm
who
telling
Brett
you,
Favre
right.
Was.
Listen to me.
Brett Favre beat Florida State in one of the bowl games in Jacksonville. It wasn't my fault, though.
The only people that know that are those of you that got.
He was a Heisman Trophy guy. He was a Heisman Trophy. He was up for the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
Wow. He wasn't going to win.
If Gutekunst up there in that front office in Green Bay trades a one for a third string quarterback on an NFL team, what's going to happen on this show?
If they don't have a quarterback.
Well, I don't care if they have one or
we
not.
We have one.
If he trades a one for a third-string quarterback from another team.
And he turns out to be like Brett?
No. I'm saying when it happens, he's going to get killed.
No, he's not.
Yes. And
that
Ron
guy turns
Wolf,
to be good.
If there was sports talk back then, Ron Wolf would have got annihilated for trading a one for a third-string quarterback.
But Luka would have got
you
the last
You don't think he would have? Yeah, he would have.
And
Tiger got last laugh.
Oh,
not making any meetings.
Yes.
Sleeping.
Oh,
allegedly.
Because we'd have had all that stuff.
Oh, Glander would have been singing.
Oh, sure. We'd have called Atlanta.
Nobody
gave us the inside on the inside.
You media guys believe everything.
Oh, boy. They would have got killed. They would have. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. We'll come back, continue to talk about Anthony Davis having the Bucks on his list of teams that if traded to, he will sign a long-term extension if traded to the Bucks. But first, I have a long-term extension forever with Hyundai West Dallas because that's the only place I go to now for car service or anything else. And so does Gary Ellerson. Gary, tell them all about Hyundai West Dallas.
My good friends at Hyundai West Dallas, located on Highway 100 Greenfield Avenue. My good friend Dan Richards is the general sales manager over there, and they want to make you the best possible deal on any new or used car they have right now in stock, guys. And, you know, here's what I like to do. I like to pass my savings on to you guys because, you know, when I go get a car over there, I'm gonna save some money. But I want you guys to save some money, too. And that's why I'm telling you guys to go check my – and I know you want to shop around. I don't care. Go shop around. Go do your thing. But I'm asking you to give my good friends at Hyundai West Dallas a chance. Give them a chance to earn your business today. When you walk in the door, ask for my good friend Dan Richards and tell them that the guys from the Big Show sent you. That's Hyundai West Dallas, located on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan.
For that, man.
Bagger Hall of Famer LeRoy Butler.
I'm glad you ain't my dad.
You are so full of it.
Glad you ain't my parents.
You are so full of it.
No.
I can't believe it.
We're going to talk about this tomorrow. We can't do it right now. Talking about Anthony Davis.
Yeah, but you got to tease it. Now you already talked about it.
Tomorrow we're going to talk about three-year-old birthday parties. That's going to be the topic tomorrow.
It's supposed tomorrow. To be with like 10 or 15 kids in his daycare. You see these kids every day. Invite them over. They bring presents, have cake, have fun.
Uh-huh.
you're going to take him and do grown folks
you,
stuff.
You and I are going to have a conversation about this tomorrow on the Wendy's
hey,
Big Show. Tune
I'm
in.
The Godfather. I
especially,
do what I want to do.
Especially if you've got kids.
I have
kids.
My own party then.
Yeah, okay.
Go yeah, ahead. I won't invite you in K. I just need the kid.
You just need. You can have the kid. We have the kid whenever you want the kid.
A big old party for us. In fact, I had the jumping stage. Hey, we'll go to Sky Zone and have a fun.
Hey, guess what? You can have the kid every weekend because you're kid free every weekend anyhow.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you
we'll
can
get,
have Jackson. Right. That's
you
great.
Know what?
And then we'll be kid free on a weekend. Yeah. And
that's
you
a great
the
idea.
Kid.
Yeah. When we pull up for him to go back home, I don't want to go back to them. I want to stay with you. We having fun.
Yeah. Probably yeah. would happen.
We
though.
Have no
yeah.
curfew. Stay up long as you want to.
Yep. That's wonderful. All right, let's talk about Anthony Davis. Report out that Anthony Davis has expanded his list of teams he'd be willing to get traded to that he would sign a long-term extension mm-hmm. with. It's no longer just the Lakers. This came out just before we came on there at 2 o'clock. Right. It now involves the Knicks, the Clippers, the Lakers, and your Milwaukee Bucks. What did you think when you first heard the news?
Even if you don't think it's possible, just tell me your reaction.
All right, let's go to Ram on the north side. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ram?
Ram, what's up, my brother?
Hey, what's on, Leroy? I hear y'all, man. Y'all in the studio climbing today.
Yeah, you know how we do it, cuz.
Yeah, I know, bro. Hey, man, I'm going to say this. I say do it, and I got to agree with Sparky with these expiring, you know, these contracts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like we playing with house money this season, and, you know, Coach Mike B got them balling, man. But
yep.
What are we talking about? Are we just talking about being regular season champions? Or are we talking about making it to the Eastern Conference Finals?
We're trying to get a parade. That's what we're trying to do.
Okay, we're trying to get a parade. You got to get a parade player.
Right.
And
you need a couple
right
of
now,
them.
The only parade player we got is Giannis.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to be real about that.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all see it. We see it. You know, now, I'm going to say this. I watched the Washington game. Giannis didn't play. And Middleton couldn't get him across. And they don't even have John Wall. They had like two players with John Wall, and we couldn't beat them. Giannis on the court made the difference. So the AD trade, to me, it just makes sense, man. I'm saying if it could happen. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the other thing is, if the Lakers do that, if AD go there, LeBron going to be retired. They're going to be old, man.
Well, it'll be his team then.
It'll be AD's team.
They're trying to transition. They're three young players. He's going to be out there by himself. It's going to be almost like how Kyrie was before LeBron came.
Now, that is interesting. Thanks for the call. And I
Good
wonder
call, Ram.
If you're Anthony Davis, if you consider that, of me yeah. and this dude here, Giannis, are right. in our prime.
Right.
And we could literally make a run for 10 or 12 years
right.
without yep. anybody stopping us.
Right.
We'll
yeah.
find third guys
It'll
to rotate
be just like
in.
Golden State.
Right. We'll find third yep. guys to rotate in with us. They don't have to be with us the whole time.
Everybody
we'll just pick guys.
Those mid-level, it'll be just like Lopez coming for $3 million. Those type players will be flocking.
And I bet you Anthony Davis will recruit.
How's LeBron? 36?
30.
No, LeBron.
No.
LeBron, he was 32. Born 20, so we got to be at least 35.
LeBron James is 34. Just turned 34 at the end of December.
He look good. He's in great shape.
So you got
he can play till he's 40.
Yeah, right. So you got 6 years with LeBron.
I think he breaks down before he's 40.
Oh,
no,
Steve. Man.
Fine, you
can
do that. LeBron will be better than Shaq when Shaq went to Miami.
Well, for sure.
I mean, for a longer period of
right,
time.
Right, I'm just saying, you saw when Kobe started to go, it was done.
But see, for Kobe, it was all just Kobe. Now Kobe? You just let AD have it.
Sure.
And LeBron just kind of – LeBron like, turns into D-Wade.
Right.
Just like D-Wade, right.
Correct. That's
exactly
what he would be.
Right.
That's a great
right.
analogy.
That's yep. a great one.
I totally agree with you on that.
I'm glad I gave you that.
Well, how long D-Wade played? D-Wade played about 30, 40 years.
Yeah,
then.
He played
17.
Yep.
17.
Skyler Northside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Skyler?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey.
Hey, man.
Heard the news. I'll tell you like this. I'm going to tell you like this. I'm tired of people saying this can't happen. Man, the Bucks better make this happen.
Right.
We got four players. Dime makers. Let me see. Malcolm, mm-hmm. Eric Bledsoe,
mm-hmm.
Middleton, and two or three unprotected first-round picks. Man, you better make it worth their while because I was against it because I didn't know if he was going to resign. But if he said he's going to resign with
yep.
the Bucks,
right,
man,
yep.
you crazy. Man, you better do what you can to get this man over here with Giannis and AD because a lot of people were trying to say that, oh, well, he was with DeMarcus Cousins. Man, Giannis is a whole different dynamic with AD than the DeMarcus, the DeMarcus Cousins.
Anthony Davis.
Hold on, before you let Skyler go.
Anthony Davis wanted DeMarcus Cousins back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Skyler, real quick. The last two, because I don't really remember you calling, but your last two phone calls have just been very. Have you been calling our show a lot?
Fire.
No, I called it a couple times. I called that last time when people were trying to say Anthony Davis was a scrub or something.
Right.
Or were trying to say that Giannis was better than Anthony Davis.
Right.
And I'm like, no, he's not. He just
they stopped the press.
Anthony Davis have no weakness.
Right. So, but how long have you been calling our show?
Oh, I've been calling the show for a long time.
Steve, you remember Skyler?
Yeah.
Huh?
No, I don't. I remember that last call you're talking about.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah, but Skyler, you're a good caller, man. Keep calling.
Skyler, you on fire, cuz. Keep it up.
I got you, Leroy.
All right, Matt Skyler. See you
we
later.
Can't pay you nothing, but I appreciate it. Maybe we can get you here one day to Steve out or something. He's a good take.
Man, listen. Steve out.
Yeah, when Steve be going on vacation, he said he gave me 3 days to say he's going to be gone. We can get Skyler.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah
we
sure.
Can't pay him nothing, though.
No, no.
Can't pay him that. We can probably get him a double stack or two.
Can't you give him an autograph? That's the same thing.
Hey, I can give him an autographed jersey or something.
We got
can't
some Groupons, cuz. We got the Groupons?
No.
Milwaukee Perks. Milwaukee Perks, not Groupons.
Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, yeah. You remember Tiffany Haddish? Yeah. That? Milwaukee Perks?
Okay. Yeah, Milwaukee Perks, yeah.
Yeah.
Got to make sure everything.
Yeah, don't promote the wrong thing.
Right.
Hey, man, it is what it is. But I tell you that, he threw out a pretty nice trade now.
Who?
They have
Skyler
to
put together a nice package right there.
They have to be unprotected ones. But even having said that,
that's a strong package. That may be better than what the Lakers could offer.
Unless Middleton would agree publicly or to them that he'll sign long term for the max or something,
well,
I don't think it happens. If Middleton says, sure, I'll come for the max, then I think the Pelicans do it. Because he's better than anybody the Lakers have to offer.
And he's just
anybody.
An all-star. That's great timing.
And he's just an all-star.
God is good.
Right.
This is great timing.
You make that deal, and now he's wearing a Pelicans jersey in the all-star game?
All right, Pelican.
I'm just saying.
Listen, I'm telling you, this is great timing.
But if Middleton says...
This is a realistic thing.
If Middleton says, no, I'm not interested in playing New Orleans forever,
you got nothing.
Then it's over.
Well, let me text Middleton and tell him, what you want me to say now? I'll take a long-term deal with the Pelicans to make this work.
Yep. Max
I'll
deal.
I'll make sure I text him. Man.
You got to ask for max money, though, if you're Middleton at this point.
Yeah.
Mark in New Berlin, you're next on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's up, Mark?
I just don't understand why we even need him. We can beat any team in the NBA right now.
Uh-oh. What did you say?
Say we can beat any team in the NBA. You don't need him.
Right,
you can't beat Golden State.
We can beat the Lakers. We can beat Toronto.
Anybody we showed
it. We're in first place. We can beat all these jokers. Why do you want to?
So don't, it ain't broke. Don't fix it.
Off?
Okay, Mark. So let me just get this straight here. So after this year is done and we get into free agency, Middleton's a free agent, and Bledsoe's a free agent, and Lopez is a free agent, and Brogdon's a restricted free agent. You're saying all these guys will come back because they know that they're unbeatable?
No, not that they're unbeatable, but they'll be back. I guarantee. We're building something here.
Okay, Mark. All right, that's
how many balls? Why did Anthony quit on the Pelicans?
Because they aren't winning.
Why did he quit playing for him? What was he mad about?
They're not winning.
Then why aren't they winning if he's the best player?
Because he doesn't have other guys around him.
Well,
he's got Drew Holiday, but they're in the Western Conference.
A ton of All Stars around him either.
Middleton,
who made the All Star team.
You can argue that one.
They have the best player who's better than Giannis, and they can't win.
All I'll say is this. I think if you look at both rosters, I think you would say the Bucks have the better roster, especially starting five over New Orleans. That's the first thing. The second thing I would say is I understand why you wouldn't want to do this deal because of how good they are this year. I just implore you to think about this past this year. Thanks for the call. All I'm saying is I think it's highly, highly unlikely that this starting five returns on long-term deals of 3 or 4 years each. I just don't see how that happens.
People don't understand that. Steve, that's what you have to explain to them. If you just say they don't even do the AD deal,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go into next offseason, they have to figure out, which we'll probably get into a little bit later today, what to do with Middleton.
And Bledsoe and Lopez.
Right. Want to keep going?
Well, Brogdon will be restricted free agent.
Right. This team could look completely different next season. And that's the crossroads, really, where they're at. They may take two steps backwards next year to try to get four.
I'll give you something else. Is Brogdon, Leroy, better than anything the Lakers can offer?
Yes.
Yes. Again, I like Kuzma. I want to try to keep him, but...
You like Kuzma better than Brogdon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do,
because what I'm asking this is, if the Pelicans think that Brogdon's better than anything the Lakers can offer...
No.
They control Brogdon because he's a restricted free agent, so he can go get the money. Pelicans match, they got him.
Yeah.
So they can't lose Brogdon.
Yeah. No.
They can lose Middleton.
Kuzma's got a higher upside, too.
Than Brogdon.
See, he ain't even hit it yet.
I love Kuzma myself. But
you do or you don't?
I do.
Yeah.
They got to figure out a way to, because like I say, in the next two summers, everybody going to be getting paid. But if you haven't gotten your roster set in the next two summers, you're not going to win for a long time. Because that's what those guys are going to – it's going to be one or two super teams in the East and in the West. You got to be one of those two teams or you're not going to be relevant.
All right, so this is the deal. The deal is a report out right before we started the show at 2 o'clock from Woj and from ESPN and Shams from The Athletic, both formerly of Yahoo Sports. Saying that Anthony Davis representatives have given the Pelicans a new list that has more than just the Lakers on it and teams in which, if he gets traded to, he would sign there long term.
Mm-hmm.
The Clippers, the Knicks, the Lakers, and your Milwaukee Bucks, what did you think of the report when you heard it? Maybe you're just hearing it now. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Big Show served up hot and fresh here on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Eric Name of The Athletic, joins us on Tuesdays at 3:48. Can't wait to hear what he has to say tomorrow. Don't forget, also coming up tonight, Pick and Save, Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show presented to you by Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Tonight, after the Bucks game, I'll be hosting, so I'm sure we'll talk more about this Anthony Davis deal tonight as well after the game, so make sure to tune in. All right, so when you heard that Anthony Davis has put the Bucks on his list of four teams that, if traded to, he would sign a long-term deal with, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Knicks, and your Milwaukee Bucks, what did you think? Leon, Northside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Leon?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Check back in with y'all.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, look, man, we got to go for this thing, man. I'm tired of hearing this conservative with, you know, we don't want to mess up our team that was conservative. we want to keep the chemistry. Listen, I want to win a chip, man. I want to win a chip. The NBA is about superstars. You got Anthony Davis and Giannis. That's the East, at least the East for a while, in my opinion. Another thing is, when you got superstars, guys going to come and play for cheap that you normally couldn't get. Well, people need to understand why this trade is a possibility. I think this trade is much higher possibility than what people think. You got to remember, man, New Orleans is in danger of losing that team to Seattle. And they're trying to get – they got a new arena, the Smoothie Arena, whatever, that's going down. They might not be looking to tank, man. They might be looking to put some butts in the seats. They couldn't really put butts in the seats with Anthony Davis. They was getting a little momentum when they was winning last year, but it all went away. They might be looking to get in the stat, you know, guys who they know can play right now. And the Bucks have that more with Brogdon and Middleton. They have that more to offer than anybody. Even you can argue that even without Middleton, Brogdon would be the best piece in any trade from these teams. And the other thing is, too, the options are limited. So if you only want to sign long term with those four teams, the Bucks not really in heavy competition like that, like people would think.
So this is the thing, Leon. Let me ask you a question. Sure. So if you're Middleton or you're Brogdon – or your Bledsoe, and now all of a sudden, with the trade deadline on Thursday, you hear tomorrow, let's say, that your name is involved in a trade offer for Anthony Davis. And especially if you're Middleton, who just got done saying on Friday that you want to be here long term, how does that affect you going forward with this team?
I mean, depending on the mental makeup of those guys, some guys understand that's part of business. Some guys it does affect. I remember with the Lakers run with Lamar Odom, he pretty much went to the tank when this trade rumors out about him. And
right.
All as well.
Yeah, yep.
So that's really the mental makeup. Me, myself, I would take it as, hey, man, it's part of the business. You got to understand that it's a business. You can be traded at any time. Nobody's immune from being traded. You know what I mean? So that's how I would take it. But the thing is, you got to understand, it may or may not, from what I know, listen, I heard a deal when I was in Boston, right? I was doing some work in Boston. I heard the Boston offered Milwaukee for Middleton, like a pick, Marcus Smart, like a crazy package, and Milwaukee turned it down. I didn't hear too much. I wasn't in Milwaukee. I don't know if you
was that just recently, that. Like this year?
No, this was like a year ago.
Oh, yeah. Marcus Smart rumors. Yeah. Yep, we heard it.
Yeah, Marcus Smart, a first, a lottery pick, a very high pick, And, like, they offered him a lot. They must really like Middleton, and the Bucks turned it down. So, you know, I mean, Middleton's name's been in trade rumors before.
No
he,
doubt.
He should be kind of used to this.
Yep.
As far as Middleton. Brogdon, I don't know. He's a young guy. I don't know. But my thing is with the Bucks is, if there's any way, they have to at least put an effort in to make this happen.
So,
they have to at least put an effort in to make this happen.
Leon, thanks for the call. Wouldn't you love to be at the All-Star weekend if Anthony Davis is there? Because, you know, he...
yep.
What do you mean?
Well, Anthony Davis at All-Star Weekend, Bucks are one of those teams. How are those conversations going to go with Middleton creeping around Giannis while they're having a conversation? I mean, you really can't have that conversation with Middleton hanging around. Now, if Middleton's not there, then Giannis would be like, dude, I hope this works out, man. I hope we figure this out. Oh, because hi, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
But though you're right. So this is like, you know, poisoning the whale a little bit because you do
no doubt
have Middleton and maybe it doesn't work out. Middleton hears you, you know, back-talking him. And
yep.
Now, what does that get you as a Bucks franchise, well, team this year? Yeah, that's pretty dangerous.
All right, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's go to Latrell downtown. You're next on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good, that's what's up. I'll go drop these whole kitchen sink to go get that guy. Like we talked last week.
You said the whole kitchen sink.
The whole kitchen sink.
So we talked last week. Mm-hmm. You can call, GE, what's that contract is that you be calling to come fix on your walls and all that?
Oh, J&J.
J&J.
Hey, man, they'll put it in right away for AD. Just drop it off
soon. And if not, you go get my girl Gina Della from Pella.
Yeah, she'll make a window.
Pella, you know Pella with the last name, she's going to go get it.
You're just right.
Hey, so listen, guys, I'm giving everybody up on Giannis. I understand that we haven't won a championship since I've been born. I'm 35, so I'm going to get it. I've been to the new arena. I've been to the old arena. I want to see a championship so bad, so bad. And, Sparky, I think you hit nails in the coffin. If we get Chris Middleton traded out of there before the All-Star break, and we see the Pelicans can get Middleton over there in an All-Star jersey, I think that makes Pelicans feel better about themselves.
Well, it's definitely a better from a PR standpoint.
Yeah, it would be a better PR. But I do think Ingram and Kuzma is better than anybody that we have on our roster besides Giannis. That's just me.
Ingram's better than Middleton?
Yeah, Ingram. Think about it. They're young.
Oh, they're very young. No, I hear you. Yeah.
Middleton's been in the league way longer than them.
Yep. No, you're right about that, Latrell.
And they haven't had a steady coach since they've been in there. They've been going up and down. You know, it was just all over the place. They get in Budenholzer system. I think they'll be business a little better. But Chris Middleton, I hate to lose the president. I would hate to lose the president. I would hate to lose the president. I'm going to say that one more time because I think he's just so key to us. He's just so key. He's so smart. He's a good guy. He knows what to do.
I love Brogdon. Yeah, you don't got to sell me on that.
I love Brogdon. Yep. Everybody else, Brogdon, if they want Brogdon, we got to throw him in there for AD. But I just think with Milwaukee Bucks, we got to step up somewhere in the next year or two to get to the finals. I mean, it's right there in the reach. For the last 3 years, it's been like right there in the reach. We just haven't pitched the peaches together. I think AD would do it.
I tell Latrell, thanks for the call. This is what we're going to have to talk about tomorrow.
What's that? Mm-hmm.
There are people that believe the Bucks can win it all this year and have enough to beat anybody in the NBA, including Golden State, in a series. I think this conversation needs to maybe happen tomorrow about where everybody is at on really what expectations are for this Bucks team currently constructed and how good you think they are. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm with Gary. I don't think they can beat Golden State. But there's clearly a lot of people that think they can.
You know, it's so funny that you asked, and I don't know if you see my picture. I was out at the smoke shop the other night.
How could we not? I think everybody in Milwaukee saw that picture.
Did you see the smoke shop picture?
Yeah, I asked you, who's the Duck Dynasty dude? I texted it to you,
you never
responded.
Yeah.
Oh, you just ignored me. He sent me the picture. I go, who's Duck Dynasty dude? Yeah. Nothing. I was like, all right, then.
You know, I was feeling, yeah. Anyway, most of my guys in the smoke shop seeing, of course, Eastern Conference Finals.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. But I'm saying those people that think you don't need Anthony Davis to win a title, you can do it now.
Mm,
that group is quite large right now.
The top
is large.
It
the
is
tops
large.
In scoring not, and not tops in defense.
Yeah, top five in offense and defensive rating right now.
They can beat
now.
Anybody.
Best record in the league.
Not they can beat anybody.
You know, I want
we can talk about this tomorrow.
I need to do a podcast. I want to do a podcast. Can I do, how do I do a podcast at the
you
smoke
going,
shop?
Oh.
At smoke
well,
shop?
That yeah, you, smoke could shop. You can just, you can do. It's actually you, plug it into the laptop and record
it into
you can do it anytime you get ready. You can record it.
Yeah, we can give you stuff to make that work. Sure.
You can do it yourself.
There's some cursing in there.
Parker could probably
you can
give
say
you
whatever you
I
want
don't
on podcast.
Think. Well, I don't know. Ask Tom.
You would own it.
Pretty
you
sure there's cursing
yourself.
Already in some of these. Not
so?
Mine. The World According to Sparky is clean and pure. But everybody else is
clean and smoke shop,
clean
and gonna be
pure.
Some cussing.
Right.
Oh, come on. Hey, Leroy, yeah. You see them jokers in
drunk,
picture, right?
And yeah, they're going
to
be drunk.
By the way, speaking of the podcast, The World According to Sparky, Tom Brady and Julian Edelman are in Disney World today.
As we speak.
And they were in Toy Story Land getting on a ride.
What?
Then they were sword fighting in the Star Wars, the whole deal. And they were shooting video of themselves and put it out on Brady's Instagram or Twitter or something. Bleacher Report tweeted it out earlier. Yeah. BC, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, BC?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
All right, so my first thought was excitement, and then I switched right away to trying to add all the numbers up in my damn head to figure out what it's going to take to get this done. The one thing I can't agree with, I know Skylar called in earlier and threw out a bunch of names. You can't give up the starting backcourt in this deal. I think you need to keep at least Bledsoe or Brogdon. I'm fine with George Hill's expiring contract. I throw Ersan in there as well.
They would love George Hill's contract for the Pelicans.
Sure would.
Yeah, I'd take George Hill, Ersan, Don, Middleton, and a first, and I think it gets it done.
Yeah, but your first is not until 2024.
And in my mind, that first rounder, because we've got stuff tied up with Phoenix, you can just go ahead and make it unprotected in 2 or 3 years. Who cares?
And that's why I don't think
it'll be at the back of the first anyway.
Who's this?
BC.
BC, that's why I don't think it's good enough, because your first-round pick is not till 2024.
Well, then you got to bring a third team in.
Yeah.
I mean
that's
as simple as that.
Right. And, I mean, that first-round pick is way too far out.
Yeah, and this is where Horst has to earn his money. Bring a third team in and figure out a way to get it done. Because let me tell you something right now. They got a great team, and they can beat Golden State a couple of games. But trying to beat Golden State 7 games in the finals, trying to beat, you know, whoever that Western Conference team is going to be, that's going to be tough for a team that hasn't even won a playoff series yet. Now, if you go out and you get a guy like Anthony Davis, everything changes.
Hey, I got something for you.
You got something?
What if,
uh-oh,
since we're living in the fairy tale world, right? Yeah. Miles will live.
He loves to live there.
Might as well just stay there for a second, right? Because we know who Anthony Davis texts with, like, every day, according to all these stories the last couple of weeks, right? He texts, like, every day with Kyrie. Like, every day these two are texting with each other. Like, they're
Uncle
tight.
Drew.
They're tight. So what if you lose Brogdon and you lose Middleton and you lose whatever, and the dynamic threesome in the East going forward is Kyrie, Anthony Davis, and Giannis?
I'm with it.
It's over. It's dynasty.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
It's all done.
No-brainer.
It's all done. Go home.
A no-brainer.
It's all done. BC, thanks for the call. It's all done. But in order for that to happen, everybody's got to be willing to play ball and pay. And that I don't know. Right?
They can do short-term contracts
man,
for more money.
Shut up, Gary. Just let me live in this fairy tale world for just a little bit longer. Please. Leave me alone. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan.
What?
Asking you about the news on Anthony Davis. Reports out from Woj and Shams earlier today from ESPN and The Athletic, respectively. Saying that Anthony Davis' representation has expanded the list from just the Lakers, who he would sign with long-term if traded, to now also including the Clippers, the Knicks, and your Milwaukee Bucks. Traded to one of those four teams he would sign long-term. What did you think when you heard that report? Maybe you're just hearing it now for the first time. See Sparky Pfeiffer here, Gary Ellerson over there, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. Dial it up, 414-799-1250. Sean Bayside, you're next on The Fan. What's up, Sean?
How you doing?
Good.
Oh, it's Bayview, by the way.
Yep.
I'm not from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, Saved by the Bell's a good show, though. I like Saved by the Bell, right. Yeah.
Is that Leroy Butler?
It
What's
is.
Going on, my brother?
Oh, my What did I do to deserve this? This
I know, right?
Holy cow.
Well, you know, you can call in every day. He's here.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's not go that far.
Yeah, there you go. That's my guy.
Not that special, LaRoy.
Yeah, there you go.
Jesus.
You know, I got stuff to do. What's up, my brother?
But
get him, Steve.
I'm telling you, don't screw up the nucleus. We have the best record in the NBA.
So play for now, and don't worry about the next 3 to 5 years.
Incorrect, sir. Giannis is young. Play for now.
Who's going to play with him?
Let them try it. And if it doesn't work, well, now you know. And he's young.
No.
You can go out and get Gary Payton.
But, sir, what you don't understand is, and maybe I'm by myself on this, but listen, four-fifths of this team could be gone after this year. Four-fifths of your starting lineup. Brogdon's a restricted free agent. Middleton could opt for free agency. Bledsoe is a free agent. Brook Lopez is a free agent. You could have two, three, or all four gone this summer.
You could, but now we're talking about maybes. If we got to the Eastern
Well, if we have Anthony Davis, there's no more maybes.
The NBA championship, you think they're going to leave?
Yes, for more money. Yes, because if they have a ring, now there's really no reason to stay. Now they can go wherever they want for money because they got a championship ring.
Incorrect. They want another championship.
Okay.
They want to start fresh with somebody else.
And you'll have enough money to pay them.
500 team.
Then why would anybody ever leave Golden
State? LeBron at B500?
Why would anybody ever leave Golden State?
Exactly.
Why do they?
The next Golden State.
Why do they? Why do they leave? Why is Kevin Durant going to leave? Why would Klay Thompson leave? Why would anybody ever leave?
But they didn't win just one championship.
Oh, so when you have multiple rings, then you can leave.
Yeah, sure. Because he already did it many times.
Okay, I didn't know the
rule. Left the Magic.
Right. I didn't know the rule. All right, thanks
for
the call.
And his point is they haven't left yet, so take advantage of it now. If the team is the best in the league right now, without those guys, let's just see if you can win it. Once you win it, everything changes. Get the same thing for the Rams. They went for it. Mm-hmm. Now it may break up. Mm-hmm. It might. But they did everything. They grabbed everybody. Fowler. They got all
these
awesome. Guys.
They did a great job.
They let everything go to get to the, get
Super,
to the Super Bowl.
And they did.
Right. So that could be this year for the Bucks. Go for it, and then whatever happens, happens. John Horst will put it back together.
Javier, Southside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Javier?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, everybody before this trade deal used to always say that the Bucks are one all-star away from being a championship contender. They actually have one all-star that you're able to bring in, and it seems like the Bucks, they're not really trying to go for it. I mean, there used to be an argument saying that Milwaukee doesn't attract all-stars, that all-stars, they're either made here like Giannis.
Correct.
And they don't want to stay, or yep. they just don't want to come here. And they actually have one that says, you know what, I'll come to the Bucks. They need to take advantage of the opportunity, so it could, like, become the norm, saying, okay, Anthony Davis came here, who's next to come here?
Well, if Anthony Davis and Giannis are here, people will definitely want to play here, mm-hmm. regardless of what happens. Thanks for the call. Don't you think?
Yeah. You would think.
I mean, then you can pick.
It's a destination spot.
At that point. Did you see what Shaq said this weekend?
Who?
Shaq?
Shaquille
O'Neal?
What does Shaq say?
He said Anthony Davis should stay in New Orleans and tell LeBron, if you want to play with me, you come here.
Now, I love Shaq, but stop it.
Come on, Shaq.
What's that all about?
Shaq crazy.
You surprised he said that?
Yeah. I love Shaq.
I was floored by that.
Stop, Shaq.
Floored by that.
But them guys are entertainers, those.
Right.
He wasn't on TV. It was like TMZ got him walking out of a restaurant or something.
They're still entertainers. They throw it out there.
Yeah, right. Clickbait.
Shaq no better than that.
I don't know. Steve in Brookfield, you're next on the Fan. What's up, Steve?
Why did he stay in
LA? Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Or Orlando.
I think the Bucks got to do whatever they can do to get Anthony Davis. And have you seen the story circulating on the internet this morning?
No, tell us what happened. What's circulating?
It said the Bucks have secretly been shopping Thon Maker in hopes of getting a number one draft pick to include on a deal to get Davis.
Nobody is giving them a one for Thon Maker.
That's not a secret. We've been talking about that.
Look, nobody's giving them a one.
Being floated out there, Spark.
Who doing that, TMZ?
Well, I mean, you can float it out there, Steve. But I mean, ain't nobody giving that dude a one for Thon Maker.
Don't kill
who's doing
the
that TMZ? Who's doing
don't
that?
Kill the messenger. He's just telling
right,
us
he's
what he
just
heard.
Telling us. Right, I'm not killing him.
Killing messenger.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That's probably why Ronnie's in Minneapolis right now.
Well,
Sparky.
That's true.
Well, because of Sparky.
That is true. Yeah.
Sparky ran him out.
That's very true, Steve. You are right about that. Thanks for the call.
Sparky but now, if John Horst Like he pulls off a first rounder.
Pulls off.
The executive of the year.
Thank you.
Yeah, executive of the year. But I will say this. Tim Legler.
You don't even win teams.
Legs.
Tim Legler, former NBA player, sharpshooter. He's on NBA radio now. When this whole thing broke and he was talking about what Milwaukee has to offer and could they make this work, you should have heard him praise Thon Maker now. I mean, he's like, I don't understand how he's not in their rotation, but you can't question Budenholzer because they had the best record or whatever. But he said he can guard multiple positions. He can do this. He can do that. Now, offensively, he still has some work to do, but he can definitely play some solid minutes. He's a young up-and-comer, and you have Thon, and he started piecing. His take on Thon was strong. Like, I was like, I wonder if there are executives that think the same thing.
That's why, Steve, that these people should be calling you.
Well, no.
No. And here's why.
I'm just saying from an executive standpoint, if somebody else thinks what he thinks, maybe.
No, they should be calling you because you see him almost every day.
Right, yeah.
They don't.
No.
They get glimpses.
They're looking from afar.
You see him every day.
I agree.
And that's why sometimes we get all these national guys on, which is great. I mean, because that's a different perspective.
That's a totally different perspective.
Totally outside. And we're in the box with these guys, so we have probably a skewed – because we see him so much. But I don't know. I'm going with names, you know.
Eric?
Yeah. Where are your names?
Eric Name. Oh, boy, I was all confused. You said Athletic. Names. It's like, whose name? What are you talking about? Eric Name, tomorrow, 3:48 from The Athletic.
He's with The Athletic.
Every Tuesday on The Fan. One more here. Anthony Muskego, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Anthony?
What's up, man?
What's going on? Yeah, I mean, it's highly unlikely that they have more assets than, say, the Lakers to get it done. But say that they do. There's no way you can make an argument. All these people that call in, best record in the league, that's great. The reality is it's still been almost 20 years since they won a playoff series. Yep. So I get that. People want to win now. But that is so short-sighted. It's like if we have Giannis and Bud and AD, okay, we have younger guys. You mentioned Thon Maker. You know, a guy like DJ Wilson might be an interesting piece to somebody. You look at what the Lakers' newest offer is, and half of those guys are older guys, Rondo, Beasley, on expiring contracts. The Pelicans don't want them besides for an expiring contract.
No, they want salary cap relief is what they want. They're going to make the Lakers take a longer-term piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we could throw in
George Hill.
That was mentioned. That's fine. I'll swallow Solomon Hill for George Hill. You know what I mean? That's an absolute no-brainer. If you can get those two, you're going to become instantly – the hottest team on the buyout market, and you're going to be able to get some players to plug some holes. And the Bucks are deep. There's always talk about guys like Pat Connaughton and Dante DiVincenzo has hardly played since the start of the season. But when he did, he looked like he could be a competent role player. And if you're surrounding those guys with Anthony Davis and Giannis, they're only going to play better. They're going to get wide open looks. And chances are, to me, you're still going to hold on. You'd still be able to hold on to one of those guards. They're probably not going to want Bledsoe with Drew Holiday. So you could probably keep – you'd probably do something, and this is pie in the sky. But, you know, if you had a Middleton, Brogdon, and then a couple of those young guys thrown in, Thon, DJ Wilson, maybe, just maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Anthony, thanks for the call. And that's really what it is. It's a bunch of maybes. I still don't think they have enough to get this done. I don't think it's going to happen. But going back to the original point when we stated this was, it's just exciting to hear a superstar saying that he'd sign long-term in Milwaukee. That is just amazing to me, and that makes my day in general. He's Gary Ellison, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. Sports Flash there with Anthony Mandela. We're going to play the what-if game coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.